Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Democratic primary in the Massachusetts Senate race is only 9 weeks away, and the tight campaign schedule has put pressure on the candidates to quickly raise money to get themselves known. This morning, we have the first detailed look at how much the candidates have been raising and spending. Joining us to talk about the money race is WBUR's Fred Tice. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Deb.
So, who's raised the most so far?
Well, hands down, it's Attorney General Martha Coakley. She's raised $2.2 million since announcing that she's running. In a distant second, City Year founder Alan Casey raised $850,000 for the primary, and Congressman Mike Capuano transferred $1.2 million from his congressional reelection account to his Senate campaign account, so he had a big head start. He came in third in raising money since the Senate race began. He raised $343,000. And last is venture capitalist Stephen Pagliuca. He's only raised $205,000.
But Pagliuca has personal wealth.
He has a fortune estimated in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's lent $1.8 million to his campaign. And since he is financing his own campaign, raising money is not an issue for him. So despite bringing in the least money from donors, he's also spending more money than anybody else so far.
And how much is that?
More than twice as much as his three opponents. Stephen Pagliuca's campaign has spent $1.3 million, almost all of it on buying cable television ads. Capuano's campaign has spent $379,000. He's also been spending his money on TV. He's been spending at the rate that he's been raising money, and so he has about $1.2 million left, which, thanks to the money he had in his congressional account, is what he started this race with. Martha Coakley has not advertised on TV yet, and she has spent less than $200,000 and has $1.9 million left. And Casey has spent the least so far. His campaign has spent $79,000, nearly a third of that on yard signs, and he has more than $1 million left.
Is there a difference in where candidates are getting their money? What does that say, Fred?
Well, Coakley has the broadest base of donors. More than 5,000 people have contributed to her campaign. Most of those people gave less than $100 each. Capuano also has a broad base of donors. More than 4,000 people have donated to his campaign. Alan Casey's money is also coming from the grassroots. He raised money from more than 1,500 donors. Most of Casey's donors live in Massachusetts, and most of them gave less than $100 apiece. And Pagliuca raised money from about 160 people, such as Harvard Business School professor Michael Porter, Governor Deval Patrick's political consultant Doug Rubin, and Danny Ainge, the president of the Boston Celtics. Pagliuca is one of the owners of the Celtics. About a fourth of Pagliuca's contributions have come from employees of Bain Capital, which is where he works.
And what about the Republican side, Fred?
Well, on the Republican side, State Senator Scott Brown has raised $169,000, most of that from people who live in Massachusetts. He's spent just $19,000, half of that going to political consultants, most of them consultants who've worked with Mitt Romney.
All right. WBUR's Fred Tice. Fred, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome, Deb.